Hi, VoiceTubers! Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. It's me, Celeste, and recently I've been doing some self-reflecting on my personality and what my strengths and weaknesses are. And I've concluded myself that I am a total introvert. I really don't enjoy socializing, I hate small talks, and I personally don't talk much, even when I'm with friends. Although this is probably because I talk way too much while hosting the pronunciation challenge. 有时候录音啊，讲话讲太多，下班之后就完全不想再开口讲话了。Now in today's video, we will be talking about the differences between introverts and extroverts. Before we watch the video, let's take a look at today's sentence. It's been found that introverts have less blood flow in certain regions with a lot of dopamine terminals, indicating dopamine presence plays a big role in whether someone is more extroverted or introverted. Okay, one more time. It's been found that introverts have less blood flow in certain regions with a lot of dopamine terminals, indicating dopamine presence plays a big role in whether someone is more extroverted or introverted. 首先我们一样来看断句的部分。 第一个段落我会断在 It's been found that introverts 后面停顿一下，再来 have less blood flow 后面再停顿一下 in certain regions 后面停顿一下，然后说 with a lot of dopamine terminals 逗号后面停顿一下，接下来是 indicating dopamine presence 停顿一下 plays a big role 停顿一下 in whether someone is more extroverted, 停顿一下再说, or introverted. 大家如果听多了我断句的方法,可能会发现我断句通常都会在连接词或者是介系词的前面, for example, and, or, 或者是with. 在这些字的前面呢,我通常都会喘一口气,休息一下,或者是停顿一下下。好,那接下来我们来看 pronunciation的部分。 首先第二个字 it's been been 这个字你可以念成 bin 的音 it's been it's been it's been found that introverts have less blood flow in certain regions certain 这个字如果你只是要念它的单字的话就可以念成 certain 没有问题可是如果你的语速比较快你想要念得快一点那通常我们都会念作 certain certain 就像单字 button 扣子,如果念快一点的话就变 button, button. 所以就是类似这个道理, certain, certain. 那它的下一个字 region, 记得是 region, 不是 region, 是 region. 这个字我之前常常念错. OK,好,接下来是 a lot of, a lot of. A lot of 三个字要连音连在一起, 然后 lot的T可以弱化. 好,那接下来这个字是 dopamine, dopamine 记得是 dopa 加上 mean 不是 dopamine 哦 是 dopamine dopamine 也就是多巴胺好那 dopamine 后面的第二个字 indicating 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 这个字的 t 可以弱化 indicating 有点变成 d 的音了然后 dopamine presence dopamine presence 这个字啊，其实跟 presence 礼物有一点点的像 presence presence， 然后它的下两个字要连音 plays a plays a plays a big role in whether someone is someone is 也要连音连在一起 someone is okay， 所以 someone is more extroverted or introverted。 Extroverted 跟 introverted 最后结尾的 ted， 它的 t 也可以弱化。 Extroverted, introverted, okay? 好,那我们在讲单字之前来补充一下一个用法, 也就是play a big role, 或者是play an important role. 这个意思其实就是中文里面的扮演很重要的角色. For example, the interns play a big role in this company. 实习生们在这间公司里扮演很重要的角色, 也就是我啦, 哈哈哈哈。 所以这个用法除了可以说 play a big role 之外 你也可以把 role 换成 part 变成 play a big part 或者是 play an important part 如果大家到联合国的官网上面啊 就可以看到他们的宗旨上面就有写说 The United Nations plays an important role in conflict prevention and world peace. 联合国在预防冲突和世界和平上扮演着重要的角色。好，那我们接下来就进入单字的部分。首先，第一个单字是 introvert。introvert。introvert 就是性格内向的人。For example, my sister is a typical introvert. She never seems to leave her room and rarely talks to anyone. 我妹妹是个典型的内向者。他很少踏出房门，也几乎不跟任何人说话。OK, 那 introvert 的相反字就是 extrovert。extrovert 想当然就是性格外向的人。那如果呢，你同时拥有性格内向跟性格外向的特质的话，你就是 ambivert。ambivert 就是兼具内向性格和外向性格特色的人，或者是说中间性格的人。So, are you an introvert, extrovert, or an ambivert? 你是个性格内向的人、外向的人，还是你是介在中间的呢？这让我想到好几年前很红的一系列电影，叫做《分歧者》，然后另外两部我有点忘记名字是什么了。它是小说改编的嘛，然后是 Shailene Woodley 演的。我超喜欢那个系列的，我每一部电影啊，至少都看了两遍以上。OK, 好，那接下来我们看第二个单字，就是 dopamine。dopamine。dopamine 就是多巴胺的意思。那多巴胺呢，我刚刚上网看了一下，它是有传递开心啊、兴奋情绪的功能。它是一种神经。哎呦，我讲话怎么都这样啊。好，总之呢，多巴胺就是神经传导物质的一种。那这种传导物质主要是负责大脑的感觉，或者是兴奋跟开心的讯息传递。那它也跟上瘾有关哦。所以呢 ，When people smoke, dopamine levels rise, which makes smoking enjoyable. That's why it's so hard for smokers to quit smoking.人在抽烟的时候，体内分泌的多巴胺会增加，并带来愉悦感。这就是为什么要老烟枪戒烟这么的困难。好，那我们的第三个单字就是 terminal。terminal。terminal 是神经的末梢或者是末端的意思。那它也有另外一个意思哦，就是在机场里的航下。我们应该很常听到第一航下、第二航下或者是第三航下嘛。那 terminal 在机场啊，或者是用在海港那边的时候，就叫做航下。那不知道大家有没有看过一部电影叫做 The Terminal, 就是航站情缘。OK, 那 Terminal 的第三个意思就是末期的、晚期的或者是病危的意思。For example, his father was diagnosed with terminal cancer and was told that he has no more than 2 weeks to live. 他的父亲被诊断出癌症末期，医生说他剩下不到两周的时间。好，那我们接下来看第四个单字，就是 indicate。indicate。indicate 它可以是标示或者是表明、显示的意思。那它也可以是暗示的意思。For example, the witness indicated that the defendant was present when the crime occurred. 目击证人表示案发时被告也在现场。那刚刚句子里面的 defendant 就是 someone who is being sued or accused of committing a crime, 也就是被告的意思。那被告的相反就是 plaintiff, 原告 ,a person who brings a legal action。那这些字我都是从看那个谋杀入门课 How to get away with murder 里面知道的。那如果看那部影集就可以多知道一些法律名词，以备不时之需。谁知道我们未来会不会有机会告人或者是被告呢？好，那我们来看今天的最后一个单字，就是 presence。presence。presence 就是事物的存在或者是出现的意思。For example,Your presence is a little bit disturbing. I'd like to be alone. 你的存在让我觉得有点困扰。我想要一个人待在这边就好。所以如果你们想要比较文雅一点的叫别人滚开啊，你们就可以用这一句。Your presence is a little bit disturbing. I'd like to be alone, okay? 好，那 presence 其实它的形容词就是 present, 也就是刚刚上一个例句提到的在场的意思。Okay, so that's all for today. Thank you guys for listening, and please remember to leave comments and make a recording for today's challenge. 那最后最后我一样再提醒大家，如果你们想报名 Voice Tube Hero 的课程，可以参加我们的零元挑战。只要每个礼拜上课完成一定的挑战条件，就可以拿到全额退费的现金哦。有兴趣的大家可以搜寻看看 Voice Tube Hero。So if you have anything you want to let me know, don't hesitate to tell me, oh. I'd be really glad to see all the comments from you guys. I'll see you guys on Saturday. Goodbye.